On behalf of CKUT 90.3, thank you for sitting with us today. Would it be possible if you could introduce yourself to our audience?
Yes, so my name is Desiree Rochat and I am a community educator, have been a community educator for over 12 years in Montreal, of Haitian Swiss origin, but born and raised in Switzerland and grew up, spent my teenage years in Montreal. I am also currently doing a PhD at McGill in educational studies, and I am looking and very interested in the processes of community education, particularly inside Caribbean community organizations. So how community organizations mobilize, share information, transmit information. And so it's parallel to the booklet project, but they are separated. And the project was really rooted in my community education practice.
What had inspired you to get into this field, and why do you think we need more people like yourself?
Oh, wow, that is a good question, a very good question. It came very naturally, I have to say. I come from a family of educators. My mother is an arts teacher, and my father was an agronomist and an agricultural teacher. So I think the idea of the need to sort of give back, share knowledge with the community that we are a part of has always been part of our family history. And as I grew up in the streets of Montreal, I grew up in community centers, and I always had adults to look up to, adults to share things with, adults to learn from. And as I grew older, I sort of just naturally took the steps and had mentors and took my place as a community educator, giving back from, you know, to the different communities that I had a chance to learn from. And I was very blessed that way, because I was able, because of both the geographical spaces I lived in the city, but also because of being able to sort of go back and forth between French, English, and Creole to navigate multiple communities. And it was fascinating to me to see the diversity of histories of mobilizing in the city. So I guess this is what's got me going. And then, as I mentioned earlier, as I started to do that and be really, really involved, it was the entire learning process. So working with youth and really learning from them and constantly growing with them. And I mean, there are youth who are now in their early 20s that I've known since they were 8 and who are really true inspiration to me. So that's really what got me started as a community educator.
It's very difficult to share information with people who don't really see themselves part of the society. How did you manage to come with the idea of putting it together from a picture perspective? And how important is that to our youth?
Well, it came from the desire and the need to sort of visually represent the history that both I, but also a lot of the youth that I work from are a part of, was because of that lack of visual representation, right? That lack of visual anchoring that we sometimes feel as not being represented in a sort of the more mainstream historical narrative, right? We're there, but we're, you know, the side stories, all the migration stories. But what was important for me and what sort of sparked this is saying, no, well, migration stories are at the heart of our history. And we have been part of both the Caribbean, but also of Quebec history. And how better to illustrate it than to pull from pictures from these communities, from people's personal collections, to really depict the diversity of history within the Caribbean communities and inside the province of Quebec. So it was both from a need to do something that I could use with the youth that I was working with, but also a way to value and disseminate all these pictures that we have in community centers and people's, you know, people's houses or even some collections that mainstream institutions hold, but that no one is particularly interested in, right? So the idea was to sort of dig up this material and then find a way to put it together, weave it together, so that anyone of any age would want to engage with the stories that these images are telling.
Have you considered utilizing the institution and providing materials for them to teach the history?
Absolutely, absolutely. So actually the booklet is part of a bigger project, as I said, which was to create popular education materials. The booklet is one, but it's accompanied by a timeline that is also recounting 100 years of history of Caribbean communities in the province. And these two come with a pedagogical guide of ideas of activities to do based on the booklet and on the timeline. So the guide was created really as ideas of workshops and not sort of recipes of you have to do A, B, C, knowing that every community is different, every group is different, that every educator is different, but it was to sort of give ideas of how to engage youth with this material, engage youth in thinking about their history and also in thinking about the continuity of the Caribbean presence in Quebec, but also to think about history in creative ways, right? So thinking about the importance of photography, of visual representation, of history and the stories that are told through writing, through poetry, which is why we started the launch with poetry. And also through mobilization. So when we see pictures of people protesting in the streets, it's more than just, oh, a mere protest. It's people saying a message very loud, very clear. So the pedagogical guide that we provide with the booklet and the timeline is exactly that, is to say, well, you have these things which are a small reflection of wider collections, of wider material, of wider wealth of heritage that we have. How do we engage with it in different ways creatively, and also how do we create intergenerational connections so that youth can engage with elders, so that youth can engage with a history that they are continuously also making as young Caribbean people in Montreal right now.
Why was it important to launch the book here at this center, and what's this center for?
So DESTA is a community organization that does tremendous work principally, mainly for Black youth between the ages of 18 to 25, but in reality serves a variety of youth and from different communities. And the reason why it was important for me was for two things. First of all, because DESTA is really a community organization that is anchored in the space where it's at, that is leaves space for youth to grow, to be. We were downstairs in the DESTA Cafe, which is a space that has been renovated, cleaned up, painted by youth, and that youth use to sort of share their own creative ways. You know, right now there's an arts exhibition. Earlier, you know, at some point there were some spoken words events. So it was important for me to be in a space that is for youth, by youth, right? And also DESTA has a very clear educational strategy, a very clear stance on helping youth really grow and take their place into this society, which is exactly what we hope this booklet also helps to sort of support the work of educators like this. Now, that was one reason. The second reason was also that DESTA is located in Little Burgundy. And Little Burgundy is a very important historical neighborhood for the local Black community, because it's really the center, the heart of the beginning of the history of the local Black community. But it is also the center of the history of Caribbean migrants also, because the first Caribbean migrants also landed in Little Burgundy. So it was a way to think about history by being in a space that is a historical space. So thinking about what it means to be in a youth space in an environment that has such an important history.
Which school are you in and what are you taking?
So I am currently at McGill in the Department of Integrated Studies in Education, and I am taking and doing my PhD in Educational Studies. What I'm really interested in is to be able to sort of map out and bring forth the importance of the community sector for Caribbean communities, but also how through their community work, through their political mobilization, through their social demands, Caribbean communities also helped shape Quebec politics, Quebec history, you know, back in the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s. So we tend to see that and understand that migrant communities come in and they fit into a society, and that it is the receiving society that might have an impact on them, but not the opposite. But I believe that it's a lie, and I believe that there's constantly a sharing of, and sometimes debate, sometimes it comes through confrontation, but it always transforms when people meet and exchange and live in the same space. And in the 70s, Caribbean migrants waged really, really strong battles here for the rights of migrant workers, for the rights of people without status. And for me, that is part of shaping Quebec history. So I'm interested on an educational level, but also on a historical level, to start to think about, when we talk about Quebec history, what are we talking about? we're talking about Quebec histories, plural, because there are many histories that make up the diversity of this province.
Is there any advice you would like to give to the young ones?
That is a good question. Well, I have had the chance to be surrounded by very, very strong youth. And my advice would be not as much for youth, but for adults. Youth have a lot to teach us. They are creative, they ask good questions, and they don't take things for granted. So my advice is not for youth, but it's for adults, for us to be ready and to be humble, to really be in exchanges and learn from youth as they are also making the history of this province every day.
Is there anything you would like to share with our audience, our listeners?
Well, the booklet, absolutely. The booklet is very special for me because it's the first time I do this, and I really, really hope to be able to do some more. One other thing that is very clear to me is that this booklet is not exhaustive. It's 56 pages. The history of Caribbean communities cannot be held in 56 pages. What I hope is that this project and this booklet sparks other projects like it, and that other works building from and digging these collections in people's houses and community centers can create other projects and other booklets, because I think we have a diversity of history to tell each other, to recount. And the more people put their heads together, the more we will be able to do so. So really, I hope that this booklet sparks other booklets like this.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Thanks for being here also and having shared this moment with us.